Could you tell me about a job experience you've had?
Sure. One summer, I worked as a dishwasher in a fancy restaurant.
What did you do there?
Well, I was in charge of washing all the dishes, cutlery and pots and pans and putting them all away. So that's where the job title dishwasher comes from. But it was also my responsibility to assist in the kitchen if there weren't many dishes or pots to wash. That often meant cutting lettuce for salads, picking the meat off of cooked chickens for chicken salad, peeling fresh shrimp and preparing garlic bread.
What did you learn from the job?
I guess it showed me how many hours of work it takes to save for something that I want to buy. It also taught me to be responsible and leave for work on time and take care of all the tasks they asked me to do during my shift, which was usually 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. But best of all, I learnt some great recipes from the cooks that I still make today.
Were there any drawbacks?
Yes. The restaurant had air conditioning, but the kitchen didn't, so it was often very hot and I had to stand the entire time. I don't mind standing, but not for 6 hours. I don't think I'll ever forget the smell of that kitchen either, or the smell of shrimp on my hands all day. We weren't allowed to wear gloves, and nothing gets the smell of shrimp off.
Can you tell me about a job experience you've had?
Well, I've never had a job, actually, but I have volunteered.
Where have you volunteered?
For the past 3 summers, I've volunteered at a summer camp for young children. I'm a teacher's assistant.
What are your duties?
I work in a group with 12 children, ages 3 to 4. I provide support for the teacher. We follow a daily routine. In the mornings, we go outside and play games and sing songs. Sometimes we do an art project too. If it rains, we stay inside and the children play with toys and puzzles. Sometimes we put on music and we all dance.
What do you like most about your volunteer work?
I love working with little kids. They are so excited about everything around them. It's so lit to be able to watch them grow and learn. I've learned so much from them.
Is there anything you dislike about it?
Little kids have a lot of energy, but very short attention spans, so I'm pretty tired at the end of the day. After lunch, the kids lie down and take afternoon naps, but we don't get a break. While the kids are sleeping, I help tidy up the room, prepare the kids' afternoon snacks, and get the supplies ready for the next day's activities. At the end of the day, I am responsible for making sure that the kids' backpacks are packed for when they are picked up. That might sound easy, but it isn't. Little kids hide things everywhere.
You said you've volunteered there the past 3 summers. Do you think you'll volunteer there next summer too?
Oh, definitely. I really enjoy working with the kids and look forward to seeing them every day. I would like to become a preschool teacher someday, so it's perfect for me.
Have you ever had a summer job?
Yes. 2 years ago, I worked in an ice cream shop after school and at weekends.
What were your responsibilities?
I was a shop assistant and I was responsible for many different tasks. Sometimes I cleaned the floor and tables in the customer seating area. When I worked behind the counter, I restocked supplies such as ice cream cones, spoons, cups, and special ingredients we added to the ice cream, such as candies. I also took customers' orders and entered them into the cash register, and I accepted the payments. Then I prepared the orders.
What did you enjoy about your work?
I like working with people, so I always had a good time dealing with the customers. Sometimes sports teams came into the shop for ice cream after an important game, and then it was very busy. But those times were also a lot of fun. It was also great when my friends stopped by the shop and I could talk with them for a few minutes. And during my break, I could get some ice cream if I wanted to.
Were there any parts of the job you didn't like?
Well, one disadvantage is the weather. Often when it was cold or rainy, we didn't have many customers. on those days, we cleaned the same things over and over again because there wasn't anything to do. So I also learned that time goes by very slowly if you aren't busy.
Could you please tell me about a job you've had?
Well, when I was about 15, I delivered newspapers in my neighbourhood every morning.
What did that involve?
The papers were delivered to my block of flats early in the morning, so I had to wake up early every day. That often meant I couldn't stay out late with my friends at night, but I'm an early bird, so I usually didn't mind. I put the papers in a special trolley and walked from building to building delivering them. Before I started my route each day, I checked the company's app on my mobile phone to see if there were any changes to my route. You know, in case someone was on holiday and had paused the paper service while they were away.
At the beginning of the interview, you said you delivered newspapers in your neighbourhood. How far did you have to walk every morning?
I live in a neighbourhood with huge blocks of flats, so I didn't have to go too far, actually. I was generally finished in less than an hour.
What did you enjoy about the job?
I enjoyed the fresh air and the exercise in the morning. I always saw the same people walking their dogs or leaving for work. They were usually very friendly to me, so that was nice.
Were there any negative aspects?
Everyone knew that I was their newspaper deliverer, so sometimes people complained to me about the stories or articles in the newspaper, and of course I couldn't do anything about that. But the biggest drawback was the weather. It didn't matter whether it was hot, rainy or snowy, I had to deliver those newspapers.